where a hero's welcome would be waiting for me, where the crowds will cheer when they see my face, and a voice keeps saying, this is where I'm meant to be. I'll be there someday.
My name is Bill Donovan.
And how long have you been here, Bill, in Rockport?
I've been here most of my life. I've been lobstering out here since 1958. I'm coming out here since 1947, down the neck here.
And can you tell us a little bit about what you do here? And
retired lobsterman. I've been lobstering 45 odd years, and this is my retirement now, making old buoys and traps. But nobody else is doing it, and it reminds me of the good old days and the good gang down here. And it's just something that people, I think people really need this, because they can't get anywhere else. I'm carrying the tradition in on the old way of lobstering, where it should be, but where the way it's not be not anymore. So I give people a good deal on what they get here. I don't make much money on it, but it's something that they can treasure with them. These are treasures, these buoys and traps of the past, and they'll never come again.
You tell me a little bit about the craftsmanship, Bill, on the buoys of your era and what they're using today.
Well, we used to use cedar buoys years ago when they had this, and they were outlawed. Today they use all plastic buoys because of the buoyancy, and they're not a menace to navigation like the wooden ones were. The wooden ones used to bang boats' propellers all the time and stuff like that. American Boating Association, as far as I know, was the one that passed that law back in 1970. They were pretty strong. They have everything out there plastic in the water. And that's when we changed over to all plastic and styrofoam.
And talk about the sticks that are coming out of what looks like the bottom of the buoys, but in reality, it's actually the top.
What do you mean, sir?
Yes.
Well, those are the buoy lays in the water like that, but the rope goes around the top part of the handle up here, the rubber strap, and it goes down like that, and it yanks the buoy under. Well, those there stick up out of water. And sometimes when the tide runs, they go under also. But on the square ones, the whole buoy went underwater. There was no stick on it. So that's why these were added to it.
Very interesting.
And the rope goes right around here, see, the strap. And the rope goes down to the bottom where the trap is.
Very interesting.
Sometimes we get terrible tides here that'll yank everything under, even at low tide. These will be underwater sometimes after a storm.
And can you talk about a little bit about these lobster traps, these wooden style? I see that there's a wooden style in. More often than not today, you see the ones made out of metal.
Well, today, the metal trap today, you see that today there are a lot of fishing under traps. They have expensive boats today. They have hydraulic winches and all that. And they have to fish a lot of gear. They could never do it with the wooden traps because they take so long to make. So the plastic traps are made by machine with these big factories that come down from Maine. They bring hundreds and hundreds of traps down at a time. A guy can get an order, a trap order in a week, where it'll probably take you about 3 months to build 50 of these wooden ones. If you had a stop and scratch and make the heads and all that, and getting a lumber with it at the mills and stuff. So it's a lot of rigmarole, getting the bricks for the ballast, tires for the door hinges. You wouldn't believe what goes into a wooden trap.